You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The deadly shootout in Maple Valley, where a former Marine traded gunfire with a car prowler who had broken into his truck. Come Over's Joel Marino checked with investigators to see if the Marine was justified in killing this suspect.
Hey, you hear that? I think that's the way most of these encounters should end. It's Lars sitting in for John Carlson on The Commute with Carlson. Glad to be with you. Glad to be working with Brittany, my producer, and Marina Rockinger on news. I hope you're awake this morning. I know that I am. I'm probably more awake than Ted Cruz is right now, standing on the floor of the U.S. Senate for 17 hours now. He's still talking. We will talk about that encounter, this soundbite you just heard a moment ago, about the former Marine, never an ex-Marine, but a former Marine, who encountered a car prowler, perhaps trying to steal his truck out there in Maple Valley. I'll tell you what, the car prowler ended up dead. And as far as I'm concerned, if we had more encounters end that way, with a homeowner or a car owner legitimately defending his rights and his life, and the bad guy dead, and if we publicize them more, you might get less of that kind of behavior from the bad guys. What do you think of Ted Cruz being on the Senate floor for 17 hours, still talking? And I think just about everybody has concluded that he has no chance of stopping Obamacare, but he is drawing attention to the subject that is on the minds of a lot of Americans as we prepare for next week when the Obamacare nightmare actually arrives. The train has now arrived at the part of the tunnel that you're in, and it's about to run you over. And I know you're hearing a lot of folks say, like the president, well, you'll be able to get health care for less than the cost of your cell phone bill. Do you believe just about anything that comes out of that guy's mouth anymore? Because he promised back during the campaign that his Obamacare would lower premiums by about $2,500 for the average family. Instead, the best estimates by the Congressional Budget Office say the cost of average health insurance for the average family is up by thousands, not down by thousands. That is the truth. The other problem they're going to have is getting a bunch of young people in America to sign up for health insurance when they don't have to do it. They can go bare. Now, I know there's a risk in doing that, but there are already millions of young Americans who choose not to insure right now, and they'll have to pay a fine, but they're going to leverage every single thing they can to try to force you into it. Now, a couple of other things on my mind this morning, and then we'll get your calls, and all calls are welcome, but I love naysayers the best. If you disagree with my point of view, I want to make sure you understand that I believe in diversity of opinion. I don't so much care about skin color. I don't care about who you sleep with. I don't care what political party you're affiliated with. I care about diversity of opinion, the kind of thing you aren't likely to find at a state university, but you are going to find here on The Commute with Carlson when Lars Larson is sitting in. 888-312-5757 on Talk Radio 570 KVI. So, on my agenda today, Ted Cruz is up there. Do you think that this filibuster is doing us any good? I do. The Daily Dead Fish Wrapper, the Seattle Times, says you don't love cars anymore. I imagine a lot of you are in your cars this morning. I don't think that's true. I do think that a lot of Americans impoverished by 5 years of the Obama economy figure they can't afford to drive their car, they can't afford to fuel their car, they can't afford to park their car, but they still love that car. But are you driving less? Probably. But that's a monetary issue. It's not that you've fallen out of love with your car, the independence of being an American, being able to jump in your car and go anywhere you want to go, being able to take any job that's offered to you because you can get yourself there. Would you be in that situation if you were taking public transit, some of that gold-plated light rail they build? Fast food workers claim they're worth $15 an hour, not market wages, and they staged a protest at a Subway shop in Seattle. A four-year-old boy is in the hospital from a heroin overdose. I'm trying to imagine the kind of inhuman monster that a father would be, that he would shoot his kid up with heroin, but it looks like that's exactly what happened. You've been hearing details in the news. A creepy public school teacher tries to buy sex from a cheerleader, and guess what? He's on paid leave as of today. You're still paying his salary, even though he tried to buy sex from a cheerleader. Now, in advance of one of the arguments I'm sure I'm going to hear, does he have a right to his day in court? Absolutely, he has a right to his day in court. But let me ask you this. Let me put it to you this way. Let's assume that this creepy public school teacher who went to meet a young lady that he thought was going to be a high school cheerleader, turned out to be a police sting. She wasn't really a cheerleader, but he was trying to buy sex from her. Let's assume that he's found not guilty. Let's assume he goes to court and a clever lawyer persuades the jury that this was entrapment or uses some other defense. Let's assume he's found not guilty. Would you put him back on the job? Would you want him in a classroom with your kids? Because I sure wouldn't want him in a classroom with my daughter. Obamacare is a train wreck for families. There's a brand new glitch that you may or may not have heard about. I'll try to describe it to you. It's very technical, but we'll get to that later. The anti-GMO food crowd is ginning up its campaign in Washington State, and a lot of money is coming in to defend genetically modified food. I happen to be a fan of GMO. And Washington State figures the average pothead fires up 123 joints a year. Why is that significant? Because they're trying to figure out how much pot should the state be involved in licensing people to sell in the Evergreen State. You know, I live in the Evergreen State. I live in Vancouver. It's a long way from Seattle, but it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Oh, and one last thing. The Green River Killer may have three more victims in Lewis County. I'll tell you what, for me, this is pretty good news, and I'll tell you why. This guy was convicted, agreed to a plea, so that he could live out the rest of his life in prison. I think he should have gone to death row. If anybody deserved the death penalty, it was this guy. And you know that there was a brand new interview done by a Como reporter, and congratulations to him, our sister station, for doing that. But it may be there are three more victims that they can identify in Lewis County. If they can convict Mr. Ridgway of this, he should go to death row. And that's my point of view anyway. It will save lives if he goes to death row. Anyway, you want to join the conversation? 888-312-5757. Lars Larson in for John Carlson. Let's go to Bainbridge Island, and Rich is on the line. Hey, Rich, welcome to The Commute with Carlson.
Hey, Lars, you know what? I think Cruz is right on the money, but I think he's really mainly trying to gain attention for himself, because anybody who knows anything knows he's not going to stop anything. We have to really focus on the 2014 elections, and we have to take the Senate, and we have to make damn sure that we don't let another Democrat in the White House in 16.
I agree with you on the last two points about taking back the Senate, about holding on to the House and strengthening the lead there. And you're right. He's not going to stop Obamacare. There is, at this point, there is no mathematical way for us to win this fight, even though here's the conundrum that I'm up against. I think what he's doing is right, because we agree that a majority of Americans right now, according to all the polls done over the last 2 years, hate Obamacare. They do not want the government to force them into this, but they're being forced into it anyway, and our representatives refuse to vote the will of the American people. So for him to stand up and stage this kind of protest, you say it's all about self-aggrandizement and drawing attention to himself. I think it's about drawing attention to the issue, the same way Senator Rand Paul drew attention to the drone issue, even though after Senator Rand Paul's filibuster, not a single drone was grounded.
Well, I guess we can't agree. I think it's a little bit of both. I work two jobs. Right now I'm delivering the Daily Fish Wrapper, okay, as we speak.
Understood.
And I also work at a Domino's as a driver for Domino's in Paulsboro, locally here, and I work with a lot of young people. And I'll tell you right now, most of the young people aren't even clued in at all about what Obamacare is. They don't even know about the state exchange, or they got to buy insurance or anything. I think the whole Obamacare thing is going to collapse on itself without anybody in the Senate doing anything. I think Charles Krauthammer has it right. Just stay out of the way. Let the train wreck happen. Let the, you know, people that are committing suicide over Obamacare, get out of the room. Let them do it. It's going to collapse. And in 2014, we're going to take back the Senate. In 16, we're going to take back the White House. And conservative beliefs will prevail.
I hope you're right, Rich, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. See, that's the concern I've got, is that, yes, it will be a train wreck, and yes, we can just say, let's let it collapse, because Obamacare will be a terrific failure. And you know what will happen? I think the president, he always manages to find a way to blame the other guys. And he's going to say the reason that this is happening is the Republicans were obstructionist. They wouldn't give it enough funding. And in fact, he's going to point to the last 2 years where additional funding for Obamacare, which has been requested by the folks running Obamacare, even as the thing wasn't even operating yet, they were asking the Congress for more money. And he's going to say, you see those evil Republicans? My great idea, Obamacare, would have worked if only you had given it a chance to work. Well, I think that's crazy because I think the whole thing is doomed for failure. But that's exactly what the president wants. He wants to push us to a single-payer health care system. He said so as a candidate. He has said so before he became a U.S. senator. He wants us on single-payer. And there was no way to get Americans to go to single-payer, to having the government be the be-all and the end-all when it comes to health insurance. But he can force it this way, by destroying the private health care system and instead replacing it with a failure of a government system that forces people into private companies. You notice that in Washington State, and remember, I'm a Washington State resident. Washington State said, we're going to set up our exchange. Nine companies, just nine health insurance companies out of the dozens of health insurance companies nationwide said, we would like to provide health care through the exchange. The state initially only approved four of those nine companies, and now they've approved seven. But that means that the number of choices the average consumer will have when they go to the Washington State Health Exchange is going to be very, very small. And further, the government has said all of those policies must meet certain minimums, certain maximums. That means that if you talk to insurance agents, and I talked to one from Washington State just last week, they're going to tell you, you're not going to have much choice. When you go to that exchange, it's going to be bronze, gold, silver, platinum, these different levels, but they're all essentially going to be the same thing, and many of them are going to be more than you can afford. And that's the really great irony. The president says we're going to give you great health care, but he set the minimum you can buy so high that an awful lot of Americans are going to be priced out of it. Already I'm getting emails, and by the way, you can send me emails, talk@LarsLarson.com, spell it E-N-R-O-N, doesn't matter which way, but I spell it O-N, but we bought both domain names. If you want to send me an email, talk@LarsLarson.com, but the number of people emailing me to say, I am being forced to buy health care that I can't afford, that covers things I don't want to buy, but I'm forced to do it anyway because of Obamacare. Ted Cruz still on the Senate floor. Take a listen in.
Saying this, the train wreck, the disaster, the nightmare that it is. And my response was absolutely, we should improve it, we should fix it, we should have amendments. And when I listed some of these that we discussed now, and the problem is, and I suggested to the senator from Virginia, you should address your concern to Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Ted Cruz, live on the Senate floor after 17-plus hours. It's The Commute with Carlson. Lars Larson sitting in for him today. Glad to get your calls at 888-312-5757 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Frankly, I'd like to see every federal employee all put under the exchanges so that if we're going to make the rules for the American people, that we be subject to those same rules, those same plans.
Let's be in charge of ending spending. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Words of wisdom from Duck Dynasty. They're probably good for all of us to hear. Willie observed, you put five rednecks on a mower, it's going to be epic. Phil said, in a subdivision, you call 911. At home, I am 911.
Gotta love it. Quoting Duck Dynasty on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Senator Ted Cruz and actually Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, has just stood up on the floor in defense of and in aid and assistance to Ted Cruz. Let's take a listen
because
for a second.
This is being portrayed as, Republicans are obstructionists. Republicans won't want to do this. Republicans don't want to. Well, it's exactly the opposite. The president wants 100% of Obamacare, as he wrote it, as the Democrats wrote it, with no Republican input. So when we go around the country and people say, why can't you guys get along? Why can't you guys figure out some way of figuring out how to make our health care system better? It's because we're getting 100% of Obamacare as written by the president, and it's his way or the highway.
Absolutely well said. Rand Paul, Senator from Kentucky, standing up live on the Senate floor in a filibuster that hasn't quite gone 18 hours, but it's coming up in about 20 minutes to 18 hours. Lars Larson filling in for John Carlson on the commute with Carlson this morning. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Let's go to Quentin, who's calling in from Kent. Hey, Quentin, good morning and welcome to the program.
Top of the morning, Lars. It's great to hear you out there.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say, I think that our party is divided on some good reasons. They both agree on the substance of what Ted Cruz is doing, but they have a difference of opinion on the approach. I think a portion of our side, Lars, has forgotten that there needs to be some healthy activism from the GOP. We have gotten too focused and myopic with regard to political strategy and have forgotten about principle. I think Ted Cruz is reminding us that we need to stand for something. We need to draw distinctions. I think I think the naysayers on our side mean well. The crowd hammers, and I'm not going to mention other talk show hosts who are out there who vehemently disagree and they're passionate about it. But I think they have not factored in this new factor. And you mentioned it the other day on your show, your local show, that there's a disturbing number of people who are comfortable with being complacent, ignorant, and fine with this huge big government. And I don't believe that the American people will grasp anything because the press is not going to be honest about what happened. If this thing is going to crash, the press is not going to point at Obama because nobody's going to attribute anything to Obama. He can blame.
Well, I'll tell you what. Try this on for size, Quentin. If you take a look at your local television news, if you look at the Daily Dead Fish Wrapper, the Seattle Times, if you even listen to the radio, and God bless my friends at KVI, but if you listen to the stories that are being done this week, it's all, hey, the new healthcare exchanges are launching next week. And they're not talking about the problems that are built into this system. There are huge contradictions. One example, and this just came up recently, there is a glitch that's going to affect families. Let's say you work for a company, and the company says, okay, we're going to cover you as the employee, whether it's the husband or the wife. We're going to cover your health care coverage, and you can buy it for your wife if you'd like. But here's the price you're going to have to pay to cover your wife. So your wife has been offered health care. So the husband says, well, gosh, I like that you're covering me, but I can't afford the price you're asking to cover my wife, so we'll go to the exchanges. Do you know what she's going to find out? This glitch has just been lit up in the last week or so. When she goes to the healthcare exchange and says, I was going to get healthcare through my husband, but what his company was offering was way too expensive for us to afford, so we decided that I would get covered on the exchange with the subsidy that comes from the government. They're going to say, ma'am, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've been offered care elsewhere. Therefore, you can't be covered under the exchange. The estimate at this point is that this is going to leave, and it's especially going to affect kids. It's going to leave up to 500,000 kids in America, 500,000 kids, without coverage because of this glitch. Because they say, well, you don't need health care from the exchange. You don't need a federal subsidy. You've been offered it at your husband or wife's work. And once you've been offered it, you've already had access to health care. You've turned it down, said the price was too high. This is the kind of craziness that is built into a 2,600-page bill that nobody bothered to read and find out what was in it and identify all these glitches. And I appreciate the phone call, Quentin. Let's go to Don in Renton. Hey, Don, welcome to the commute with Carlson. Lars Larson standing in for the man today.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to talk to you. I listened to you in the evening, but I got a question. Okay, nothing we could do to stop this health care from taking effect, but when we get a law, a proposition, not just the politicians, but get a proposition where all these politicians and judges who rule in favor or vote in favor of it, why don't we tax their pension at 75% and pay for the health care?
You know what? I think if you put a 75% tax on every single pension of a public employee in America, it wouldn't come close to paying for this thing. This thing is so darned expensive that it wouldn't. I mean, I understand that would be retribution, but there are some good people who work in government. I'm not against all government. I just think we've got too much of it. It's like anything else. I like good whiskey, but too much of it's a bad idea. I like the tools that I keep in my shop, but every problem isn't solved by a hammer, you know. And this is government trying to solve a gigantic problem that the private sector is better set up to take care of, and the American people are going to get the punishment for trying it.
I mean, it's just a matter of teaching them a lesson that they didn't listen to the will of the people. So tax Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell, tax their pension at 75%, and serve them right.
I think both of those ladies, and they are, as I've told you, I'm a Washington State resident. They are my senators. They aren't much good. They really aren't. I mean, come on. Patty Murray, please. A woman who praised Osama bin Laden for his work with daycares and that sort of thing, and clinics, health clinics in Afghanistan. The woman is on some days mostly sane, on some days a little bit on the loony side. But I don't think taxes on the. I would like a constitutional amendment that says anytime Congress passes a law, that it cannot be passed without giving the same benefits to all the people. And if there's a law passed on the people that restricts our freedoms and liberties, it should apply equally to Congress. And that way you don't end up with a situation where Congress gets 72% of its health care paid for by the government, and then they say the rest of you get Obamacare. Now, people have said that's not technically an exemption. As far as I'm concerned, the difference would only appeal to a lawyer. But I would love to see an amendment to the Constitution saying the government cannot pass laws on the people that don't apply to the government. I mean, the Congress exempts itself from OSHA. It exempts itself from the EEOC laws and the rest of it. Hey, your calls are welcome right here. It's Lars Larson. We've got a topic-filled morning for you. I'm sitting in or standing in for John Carlson today. 888-312-5757. Emails come to me, talk@LarsLarson.com, on Talk Radio 570 KBI.